Welcome to the Decatur City Church Podcast. We're excited to kickstart this holiday season with a series of devotionals diving into the Christmas story. Today, we have a short message from our friend, Sherita Harkness, who reminds us of the often forgotten context surrounding that first Christmas and the promise it still holds for us today. Enjoy.
We are beginning the Christmas season, and there is so much to be excited about. The nip in the air, the twinkling of lights, everybody is in a good mood. There's more goodwill and kindness. I love all of that. But when we start to talk about the Christmas story, there is a tendency to romanticize it or modernize it. I don't think we picture everybody riding around the desert on donkeys and wearing togas while sipping on Starbucks. But at times, I think it's easy to mentally transfer the severity of our problems onto the people living around the time Jesus was born. The truth is, the ancient world, especially for a small tribe of people under the thumb of an empire, was 1,000 times worse. I'm not denying the fact that we are living through our own chaos and extremely hard times, but I'd like to set the scene for the kind of times Jesus was born into. In the years leading up to Jesus' birth, things felt extremely hopeless, more than most of us could ever imagine. The rich and the powerful dominated through sheer force. And the result was that people in places like ancient Israel lived in either bondage or under brutal oppression. Simultaneously, the Israelites grew up hearing stories about a God who had called their ancestors out of slavery and led them through the wilderness and promised them a king who would bless every family on earth by bringing justice and peace. For a while, prophets would show up every few generations and remind the Jewish people that hope was not lost, that there was a better picture of life on the way, where captives would be set free and the poor would find rest. Yet for over 400 years, nothing much had materialized from those prophecies, and God had stopped speaking to the people. Until a Roman census was declared, and a young, insignificant Hebrew woman named Mary and her husband Joseph traveled to Bethlehem, a remote, insignificant little town, and gave birth in a stable to Jesus. It's in this context that the Christmas story unfolds. As we read John's gospel account of the Christmas story, he describes this baby Jesus as the life that gives light. John tells us that this light was the real thing. Every person entering life, he brings into light. He was in the world, and the world was there through him, and yet the world didn't even notice. John encourages us now, as he encouraged believers then, that we are not forgotten. It may seem like God is silent, but he is still present. Our world may seem dark, and it may seem like truth and goodness won't win, and that we've been overlooked, but we are not called to live our lives based on what we can see, but rather based on relationship with God as his children. That's what the scriptures mean when they identify Jesus as Emmanuel, God with us. I find it completely comforting to be reminded that I'm not the first person to feel this way. That centuries ago, the Jewish people felt forgotten and were starting to wonder if anybody would ever show up to help. And so as we began the Christmas season, I am here to remind anybody who is troubled by the darkness around us that you are not alone and you aren't wrong to feel the way that you do. And if it seems like the cultures and systems we live within reject goodness, it may just be because darkness doesn't recognize light. But the good news for us is the same as it was for the ancient Hebrews. The light has plans that the darkness can't even imagine.